3D printing enhances the effectiveness of radiotherapy. Preliminary studies show the models can accurately replicate the shape of a patient's tumor and the surrounding organs and could mimic the exact position of the tumor within the patient's body. Initial tests at the Institute of Cancer Research, London, and the Royal Marsden NHS Foundation Trust found the models allow the dose of radiation a patient has received to be calculated more accurately, allowing subsequent doses to be adjusted accordingly. Researchers were aiming to improve molecular radiotherapy, in which doctors give a patient a radioactive drug designed to target a tumor and aim for a dose high enough to kill cancer cells, but not so high that it damages healthy tissue. The work was funded by the Nyer Biomedical Research Center at the Royal Marsden and the Institute of Cancer Research, ICR, with additional support from the ICR's PhD program. The replica tumors and organs, known as phantoms, were filled with the same radioactive liquid administered to patients and monitored to mimic the likely effects of radiotherapy in that individual patient. The phantoms, made from a type of plastic and printed by researchers from the Joint Department of Physics at the ICR and the Royal Marsden, are based on scans taken during patient treatment. The researchers originally produced handmade individual models of a tumor before turning to 3D printing technology. The researchers, who are physicists, work in molecular radiotherapy, a treatment that is used for thyroid cancer, adult neuroendocrine tumors, childhood neuroblastoma, and bone metastases from prostate cancer. If the results are confirmed in larger studies, 3D printing could be used to significantly improve the accuracy of dosing during molecular radiotherapy. Study co-leader Dr. Jonathan Geer, clinical scientist in the Joint Department of Physics at the Institute of Cancer Research, London, and the Royal Marsden NHS Foundation Trust, said that the big challenge we faced was to produce a model that was both anatomically accurate and allowed us to monitor the dose of radiation it received. We found that the printed replicas could give us information we couldn't get from 2D scans. You will always get more information from a 3D model than a flat image. Our research is aiming to find new ways to fine-tune the amounts of radiation given to patients as part of their treatment. There's no reason why in the future, treatment planning can't incorporate 3D printing technology to help improve radiation dosing for patients. Dr. Glenn Flux, head of radioisotope physics at the Joint Department of Physics at the Institute of Cancer Research, London, and the Royal Marsden NHS Foundation Trust, said, "We've seen reports on how 3D printing is being used for prosthetics and to inform surgery, and this research shows it has the potential to improve cancer treatment too, by helping us to perform complex radiotherapy calculations more accurately. We're really excited by this technology and the potential it has for personalizing cancer treatment with highly targeted radiation." Source: The Institute of Cancer Research.